Lemke against Williams, down to the right block, over to the left block.
Nice pass.
To David Messing, and it's in for 2 points. He has nine. 47-33, 14-point lead. 90 seconds left in the third. Bowerman to the far corner to Williams. To Kreiner for three, right wing, and it's good. Kreiner's first points of the night. Makes it a three. 47-36, 11-point lead for Upley. 1:15 remains. To Cade Walsh, right wing. Give and go to Anthony Sweeney. Still loose. Finally brings it in the right wing, extended. David Messing, top of the key, drives down, pulls up, jump shot in between the high and low post. This one's air ball, brought in by Janowak.
1 minute to go, third quarter, 47-36.
Into the corner to Schmidt, nothing there. Feeds it out to Bowerman, back to Schmidt, back to Bowerman, back to Schmidt in the corner. Nothing there this time again. Skip pass to the right block.
Huge possession for the Eagles.
Schmidt in the corner. Back to Bowerman, left wing. Back to Schmidt, and he can't hang on to it. Cade Walsh is there to bring it in. Fourth turnover in the quarter, eight on the night for Deckerville. 35 seconds left, 47-36, Ugly by 11. Anthony swinging transition, off balance, and it falls for two. He has 10. 13-point lead now. 23 seconds left, more than likely last possession for Deckerville in this quarter. Bowerman in the corner to Schmidt. Back to Bowerman, NBA three is up, and it's off the mark, rebound Cade Walsh. And with 8 seconds left, we have a jump ball possession arrow in favor of Deckerville. And a whole slew of players coming in for both sides. Anthony Sweeney sits down for Ubley. Williams sits down, as well as Bowerman for Deckerville. And Williams.
I think Coach wants Cade Walsh to pass to the white jerseys.
4 seconds left. The running three is up, and it's off the mark. And at insult injury, he rolled his ankle on the end of that one. At the end of the third quarter, it's Ubley leading by 13, 49-36 over the Deckerville Eagles.
Do you have questions about your retirement? As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial, the Regantine Lukowski Long Group can help. With our exclusive, confident retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call me today, Lynn Regantine, or call Bill Lukowski or Scott Long at 810-376-4710. Our offices are located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville or at 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Ubley comes out, misses their shot from Ryan Sweeney. And here come the Eagles, trailing by 13 points. They're in the corner. That'd be number 23, Chase Patello, first action of the night. Brandon Patello now, and gets it stripped away by Ryan Sweeney. Ninth turnover tonight for Deckerville. Ubley on offense. David Messing down the baseline. Back out to Cade Walsh, top of the key. Breck Specs and all into the corner to Jonathan Brandle. Back out there now. To number 14, that would be Matt Mychek, and we have a travel. Seventh turnover for the Bearcats.
Which is pretty good for a high school game.
I would take it. Here comes Deckerville over to the left wing to Bowerman. Into the corner to number 5, that would be Austin Fritsch. Haven't seen him in a while. Patello to Bowerman. Bowerman all the way over to the right corner, to the right corner, right wing, to Janowak at the high post. Slings it over into the right corner. And Chase Patel goes down the baseline, and he draws the foul. He'll go to the line for 2 shots. This will be the...
I think that's Cade Walsh.
Sixth team foul, and the second against Cade Walsh on the night. 49-36, Ubley leads by 13, 6:41 left in the fourth quarter. At the free throw line, number 23, Chase Patello. And the first free throw is no good.
Chase wants this next one really bad, and I'm sure Coach Klee wants it as well. You're not going to get these kind of chances in the fourth quarter early like this.
Cade Walsh sits down, Ryan Sweeney as well, replaced by Anthony Sweeney and David Messing. So out there for Deckerville, that would be number 23, Chase Patello, with his second free throw is no good, but rebound brother Brandon Patello. And then that shot's missed and brought in by Aaron Klemma. Ugly on offense, David Messing at point, or Jonathan Brandle right wing. To number 14, Matt Majek drives down the right block, pulls up jump shot, no good. Aaron Klemma cleans up the board, goes up strong, and is in for 2 points. He has five. And Ubley out to a 15-point lead yet again. Bowerman to Patello. Free throw line over to the right corner. Feeds it into Janowak. Swarming defense there. Patello for three, top of the key, off the mark. Rebound still loose, brought in finally by Matt Majek. At the left wing to David Messing. David Messing starts to dribble into the lane. Kicks it over to Klemma, right block. This one's short, gets his own board. Goes this time to the left side, and he traveled with it.
Right idea.
Eighth turnover for Ubley. Substitution, Wyatt Janowak sits down, and the four fouled Austin Spatzel checks back in. 5:50 left in the fourth, 51-36, 15-point lead for the Bearcats. Patello over to Bowerman, left wing. To Austin Frutcher, pops the three off the glass, no good. Rebound, Matt Majek. In transition, puts it up, it hits in for two. He has 13, 11 of those in the second half. 17-point lead, largest of the night for Ubley. From the right wing, that'd be a three from Ubley, or from Deckerville. That one's no good. Rebound, the Bearcats.
Chase Patullo is just off by a little.
Matt Majek goes down the right side of the lane, kicks it back out to David Messing, right elbow, pulls up inside the lane for the jump shot. This one's in for two. David Messing with 11 now. 19-point lead, 55-36. Less than five to play in the fourth. Inside the lane, turnaround hook shot from number five. Austin Fritch is no good. And rebound brought in by David Messing. Seventh board in this quarter. Anthony Sweeney for three, left wing. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Austin Fritch. And here we're going the other way. Inside the lane, Brandon Patello pulls up the jump shot. They're going to say it was actually on the floor. Seventh team foul, be a one-and-one situation.
Foul should be on Anthony Sweeney.
They're actually going to put that. Yeah, indeed it is, number 20.
And why they're shooting this, I don't know, because he called it on the floor.
It's one-and-one situation.
Well, how about that? That's why.
So Brandon Patello at the free throw line, shooting 1-1.
How did they sneak that seventh foul in so quickly?
That's a very good question. He went 1-for-2 in the third quarter, and that's his only attempts in this night. As his squad trails by 19 points, 4.5 to play in the fourth. Free throw is up, and this one's no good. Rebound brought in by Jonathan Brandle.
Double team in the corner, got out of it.
And dribbling through every defender and going coast to coast over to Klemma, right block, and he traveled with it.
Oh, I don't know. There was bubblegum on that shoe. On that one.
Ninth turnover for Ubley. The natives are restless, John. Williams pops up the three. This one's no good. Rebound, Austin Spatzel clears everyone out. Into Patello inside the lane. This one's good. Brandon Patello with eight. 55-38. Klemma from the same spot turns around, and this one's in for two. He has seven, the senior, tonight.
Jonathan Brandle set him up just nice, too. What a great teammate.
57-38. Bowerman, left wing, now at the elbow, pulls up jump shot. This one's in for two. He has seven. Nice looking shot from Bowerman.
Right on the elbow.
Matt Majek brings it up across the timeline to Jonathan Brandle. Against Patello, jump stop at the free throw line. Back out to Ryan Sweeney, to David Messing. Back to Majek, dribbles down the left side to Klemma, short corner left side. Starts his dribble against Spatzel. Back to Ryan Sweeney, top of the key. to the right wing to David.